now listening to Back in a Day with John and Jay.
Back in the day.
Where we all talk about those retro movies, music, and games that we all grew up with.
Movies.
Toys, and all the other possibilities. We talk about the old movies, not the new movies. The motherfucking old movies.
Older the better.
That's right, the ones from the 80s and maybe 90s.
Exceptions.
No way. All day, back in the day, with John and Jay.
Jason Scherter, John Brittner, come at you.
All right, everybody, welcome to Back in the Day with John and Jay.
I'm the John part of that.
That's right, you are, buddy.
John Brittner, to be exact.
And Jason Sugar over here.
You're over there.
That's right. We're on lucky number 18.
What?
That means
we're
18
legal.
Fucking weeks.
We're
dude.
Legal, man.
Yeah, now we can be penetrated by 40-year-old dudes.
Yummy.
I missed my window of opportunity.
Hello.
Oh, let's see who wants to talk
hey,
to me.
Hey, Kirby.
Oh,
so today.
We're Jesus, talk- fuck me. Credit Karma is telling me to do a side hustle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think they're talking about selling drugs. Could really bring your bank account up.
Yeah.
Well, fuck you, Credit Karma.
Well, a particular movie that was one of my favorites in the 80s.
Definitely, I agree.
Was this was a Harold Ramis movie. It was actually his directorial debut.
It was his first one?
First one. We're talking about Caddyshack.
It's also Rodney Dangerfield's acting debut.
Yeah, yes, it was. This movie is just a quotable movie galore. It's also one of Bill Murray's greatest performances, I think.
I think Chevy Chase too.
Chevy Chase did really, yeah.
It was a star-studded cast.
It was great. You could tell that this script was very what's the word? Loose. To really let these guys chops really shine, especially Bill Murray. And the way he likes to just riff on some scenes, especially everyone knows the famous scene where he's he's chopping away at those fucking flowers or whatever with the
Cinderella boy.
Cinderella boy. So he's about $250. He's going to use a 5-iron. And it's a great shot. It's a great shot.
I think the most quoted like thing in this movie is probably the
You missed just that one. The great philosopher Basho once said, "A flute with no holes is not a flute, and a donut with no holes is a Danish." I quote that to this day,
dude. Honestly, I love it, dude. Chevy awesome. Chase's character in that,
yeah,
is fucking just goofy.
Like
shit.
Danny Noonan, the guy who plays Danny, he was in Roseanne. I just wanted to throw that tidbit out.
Oh, nice, dude.
Yeah, he was Fred from Roseanne.
This is Lacey Underall.
Lacey, oh, man, dude, how hot was she?
Dude, her nice little titties, dude.
What about the Irish chick?
Oh, dude.
Come in, help me sell me holy cards.
He has to close the window. Dude's trying to peek in.
Trying to look in. So how was it? How was what? It must not have been that good.
Must not have been good, I guess. And Lacey Underwall comes in there all sucking in their guts and shit.
Yeah. Did you know that Bill Murray's brother, Harry Doyle Murphy?
Oh, Brian Doyle.
Brian Doyle. I don't know why I said Harry.
Was it Murphy?
Brian Doyle.
He has a different last name, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the dude. He was the...
He does use Murphy sometimes,
he was
though.
The caddy guy.
You know, he co-wrote this movie with... what's his name? Harold Ramis?
He co-wrote
this movie.
Which he was also Chevy Chase's boss in fucking Christmas Vacation.
Oh, that's right. Give me something while I wait. Of all the cheap shit.
All the cheap ways to
save a buck.
I reinstated the bonuses.
But Roddy Dangerfield, yeah. Like, and I don't know if this is true, but I always heard this. Is that like the first time they started shooting, he would tell the jokes and no one would laugh. And he didn't quite understand why no one would laugh. He didn't realize on a close set you can't say nothing. So it was a little weird for him because he's a stand-up comedian. That's what he's known for. So, like, he would tell jokes, no one laughs, and it kind of threw him for a loop. So.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
So, whether that's true or not, I'm not sure, but that's kind of an interesting story. Hey, we're all going to get laid.
Boy, you know, if you get this, I had to give you a free bowl of soup. Looks good on you,
Looks good on you, though. Oh, man. This is low-grade dog food. Dog food?
I bet you $100 you slice into the woods.
Do whatever I
gambling's,
used to.
Gambling's illegal.
Legal at Bushwood.
And I never slice.
Dude, let's talk about Bushwood for a second. Okay, this is supposed to be a high-end fucking club, right? You would think.
Yeah, but the dude, that grass looks shitty.
That was the most... Maybe that's part of the joke. I don't know, but you could hand wave it like, oh, that's the joke.
Buy Bushwood. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Buy Bushwood. I'll never allow it.
Ooh. Dude, ooh. I love that guy. Ooh. I guess he was like, wasn't he a serious anchor or a serious actor?
Ted Knight or whatever.
Yeah, wasn't he like in the soaps or something?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we're waiting.
You have nothing and you'll like it.
I want a hot dog. No, I want a cheeseburger.
You'll get nothing and you'll like it.
Double turd, Spalding. Yeah, dude, Ted Knight fucking knocked that out of the park.
Dude, he was so good. Dude, was such an Judge Smith. Ass man.
Yeah. He was that perfect kind of like...
I fucking love it, dude. He's no joke. Okay, Rodney Dangerfield was great. Chevy Chase was good.
Yeah, he was that perfect straight man for Rodney Dangerfield.
Bill Murray was amazing.
Yeah. Bill Murray kind of like he kind of played second fiddle a little bit to everybody else, but the seats he was in, he made the most of, I guess, is really what I want to say.
I think, honestly, Smelt was probably the best
character. He's one of the best characters. Yeah, he is the best.
I'm not going to lie. I liked him the most because just his fucking
His delivery is so good.
Ty, can we talk in private?
He walks two feet. He's like, over here. Hey, Judge. He's like, oh. Oh my god, dude. He's like, you should have been. Oh, your grip was kind of getting loose there. I should have told you. Be more careful. He gives him like a quarter. He's like, if Ty's as good as he says he is, he's got to play me to prove it. This is for you. You're a good caddy. Something you should be proud of. He just throws it down, fucking drinks whatever people's drinking. Who's ever there from the table last.
Yeah, I love that movie, dude. And I even, like, I'm going to go out on a limb. I know the second one was kind of, like, a little over the top, a little bit more 90s. But yeah. I actually liked the second one a little bit, too. I'm going to throw that out
there. I'll be honest with you. I've seen it once, and I don't remember a whole lot from it.
Oh, dude, I watched
it. I don't remember hating it. But it was definitely not as good as the first.
No, they took it over a little too far. Dan Aykroyd took over Bill Murray's part.
Chevy Chase was the only one that reprised this role, if I remember right. Yeah, I mean, it's just one of them sequels where it's just like they try to, you know, capitalize on the success of the first movie, and it just never panned out. It was actually a surprise hit.
But I like Randy Quaid. Randy Quaid in the second one was awesome as a fucking lawyer he's an unorthodox lawyer. I'll come to your house with a baseball bat and beat your fucking wife in. Dude, just shit like that, dude. It's fucking hilarious.
I have to watch it again. Cause...
Dude, Randy Quaid made that shit. And, you know, you can, just like Jack Nicholson last week being Joker, you can believe Randy Quaid because he's a fucking nut job.
Yeah, he is. In real life, he's a nut
job. Yeah, he's a fucking dude. He's him crazy. And his wife are wanted by the fucking...
Yeah.
By the federal government.
Yeah. I liked him in the Vacation movies.
Oh, dude, him as Cousin Eddie was... Epic, dude.
I even kind of liked him in Independence Day a little bit, too.
Never. No joke. I don't remember it. I watched it, but I've never.
What, Independence Day? I used to really, really, as a kid, I used to really, really like that movie. But it's not a good movie. So that's, I mean, I could objectively.
I gotta give me one of these.
I gotta give it. Will Smith is just fucking ham overload, man. I can't take it. But I really liked the movie. I even had the game for PlayStation, and the game sucked. It was so bad because you're just like flying, or you're like in an F-22 or whatever. You're trying to fly. You have no idea what's going on. And all of a sudden, fucking shit gets blown up. You're like, well, fuck that. It's over now. It was horrible.
You're lucky we're in this room, dude. Get my game out your motherfucking mouth. No, I'm just messing.
I mean, it's still topical, right?
I mean, it's kind of old.
It is old.
I mean, he's banned and then for what, like 10 years or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, Will Smith's going to be acting in 10 years. It'd be like grumpier old men.
Yeah.
The third. Him and Chris Rock have to play the roles.
That I would watch that. That would be funny.
It would be.
That would be really good.
Yeah, it'd be kind of like Uncle Drew.
Oh, I never seen Uncle Drew, though.
I never have either. I wanted to because Shaq's in it. Dude, I love Shaq. Shaq's like one of my faves, which means we need to talk about Kazam someday.
Can you dig it?
I watched that this morning.
I've seen it once.
The Warriors?
No, not the Warriors. Fucking
shit. Because you said, can you dig it?
No, because doesn't he say that in that movie, too?
I am Kazam.
What am I thinking? Oh, wait, he says that in the second Grown Ups.
Oh,
that's that's what made me think of that.
When he's fucking him and that little cop, dude.
Yeah, yeah. I could have hated with big brother. Don't hit me. I loved him in that movie. I thought he was funny.
Dude, I love Shaq. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man. Shaq's awesome.
Did you ever watch the video of him, like, buying somebody a bicycle? Like he goes to the store and he's like, hey, you got a bicycle?
You want a bicycle?
And the kid's like, no. He's like, well, come on, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
Goes with him, and Shaq buys him a bicycle.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Every day he goes, I go out and I try to buy somebody something, you know, because I didn't have everything when I was growing up, and you know, it's just nice that I have a bunch of money, so I just try to buy people stuff.
Then he grew into a 7-foot fucking monster,
dude. I fucking love his hot chip challenge thing too.
Oh yeah,
it's not even hot.
It's not even hot.
And he starts coughing.
yeah, then he starts losing it, yep. I like the one where, like, he tries to race Kenny Smith to the fucking board, and he fucking falls.
I didn't see that.
You ever see that video?
Dude, let's watch that shit.
Let's watch it, dude, because it's funny.
Only took us 10 minutes to get derailed.
That's how it works, though.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get back.
They have given up. Listen, last four quarters of this
season. No, Ernie, you're the same guy who last week told us analytically they were great defensively.
I know.
Fucking we Chuck.
I know, but those
were. Can you big screen it, so I can see it?
136 points in the last four quarters.
There we go.
Clippers. We told you about anything else. We told
dude, I've been a Shaq fan since the Magic, bro.
Up those points.
That was the I would love to get a hold of his rookie card. I would say, well, that's the only reason they can't win a championship. I don't know if because they're. They just don't lock in defensively, and this
is. Oh, here we go. Obvious. Here we go.
Get him, Kenny. Oh!
He broke something.
Hey. What do you mean, me? Hey.
You set me up.
You set me up.
What is that down
hey.
There?
Hey, I'm waiting on you, big fella. I'm waiting on you.
Okay, Ernie.
Look at that fucking bow, dude.
Dude, that thing is huge. That's a big foot.
Look at his foot right there, dude. The dude, you know, he wears like size 22.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
They show a replay.
Where did this come from?
All right, Ernie.
It ain't me.
Okay.
I knew it was your shoe.
Get out of here, man. That's crazy.
What were you saying?
You all right?
Yeah, man.
Still lost the right. You can't give up behind 65.
Nope. I was wrong, dude.
What's that?
He don't wear 22s.
Oh, you
was 23.
Kill himself one night, man. It just a
yeah, Shaq eating shit. It's fucking funny,
dude. Like, yeah, he wears the biggest in the Charles Barkley wears 16s. Kobe Bryant used to wear 14s. He wears zeros now.
Boo!
Boo! What goes up must come down. That's terrible, dude. Cause
yeah,
Kobe was fucking amazing.
Kobe's. He'd score 40 points a game, but he only shoot it 80 times. Hey, I can still criticize his game. Can I not?
He was good, though.
He was. I just hate the Lakers.
I love, dude, you know what I'm going to say? I don't really care for the Lakers a whole lot, but I like the Lakers. I like the Shaq-Kobe game, dude.
Kobe,
I loved it.
I don't like Kobe. He was mean to me. He said mean things. I got that from Mad TV, I think.
Oh, yeah, dude. Ari Spears?
Yeah,
was that Ari
like,
Spears?
He's like, Kobe, don't like him. He was so mean to me. Yeah, Ari Spears. Yeah, that's him.
Ari Spears is hilarious.
Yeah.
But no, all right. Back to Caddyshack.
Caddyshack.
Dude. Yeah, dude. Again, one of my favorite parts of the whole fucking movie is at the beginning when them fucking old people are golfing.
Whee!
That's the peach, hon.
Dude, every time I go out golfing, and I used to go, I was in a league or whatever, and if you duff one, everyone would just go, wee, at you. Fucking fun. I mean, I'd be pissed because I fucked up, like, my shot, but then, like, that would kind of, like, I'm like, kind of, you know, make me relax. I'm like, fuck. And they'll go, wee. And someone goes, that's a peach, hon. I'm like, you guys are assholes, man.
Dude, remember when we went out on that golf scramble, dude, and I hit the light? Worst shot of the day,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God. It's probably still broken to this day.
It is.
You go out there more than I do, so.
Yeah, it's still broken. At least last year it was.
Dude, we're at this golf course, man, and the first hole it was a scramble, so we're on like the 13th hole. I don't know, but it's a hole that kind of goes alongside of this like road.
Like you have to hit it. You could probably hit it over the road.
So, first shot, Jay fucking tees it up, and he fucking, I don't know whether you hooked it or something, or I don't know.
No,
where.
I just pulled it straight.
You just pulled it. You pulled it straight left. Boom! Hits the light post and fucking nails the light bulb inside the goddamn
shatters
it. I was like, holy shit, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen. Dude. And that was years ago. I don't know how long ago. That was like, what, 6-7 years ago? Something like that, right? And it was still broke as of last year because we always checked to see.
Did I tell you last week we had to fucking golf in that shit?
You know, I saw you were golfing in the rain. I would have been pissed as fuck, man.
I was mad. And actually, I guess I got an attitude with the owner.
Oh,
yeah? I didn't even know it was the owner. Because I came in and I said, wow, perfect golfing weather, huh? And he goes, at least it ain't cold. I said, yeah, but the fucking golfing's going to suck and our balls are going to plug. It's just going to be shitty out there. So you know what, dude? I'm going to straight up say this. Oh, Joey, I'll have to tell you about this, dude.
Okay.
So we're running around this golf course.
Yeah.
I'm not going to name it.
Okay.
We'll just say it's called Blinton.
Blinking.
So we're going on this. We're on this golf course. And, dude, it was so soft. Dude, it didn't stop the whole time we were golfing until we got on the last hole. And it's just sopping.
Yeah.
Just, we're
Fuck
covered.
That stuff, dude.
Dude, everything's covered. You know, we had, Joey and I had hoodies on. Our hoodies are soaked. It was just a nasty mess. It was retarded. And we had to pay full fucking price for fucking nine and a car. Tomorrow, we're supposed to go golfing again. If we have to pay, I'm going to go in there if it's raining.
It's supposed to rain again.
And if we have to golf in the rain, I'm like, do we get a discount off of this fucking golf or what? Because we're not getting full fucking play out of this. I'm going to be losing like 10 balls. I lost 3 balls on the first hole alone.
Jesus Christ.
But anyway, dude.
Yeah.
You remember what I used to do when it was wet out? When I was in the cart?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fear for my life is what I do.
Yeah. Well, your brother, it was fucking hilarious. It's funny to look at now, but.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're on it'd be the 18th or 17th hole.
Okay.
Okay. It's that long par five. Yeah. You go down the hills and shit.
Yep.
Okay. So we're heading down the hill and I'm skidooting. Because I don't know how I do it, but I land my ball right next to the fucking water. It doesn't ever go in. It just lands right there.
Okay.
We're skidooting toward my ball. I tap the brake a little bit lightly. The brakes lock up.
Oh, shit.
We're like, Joe's holding on for dear life, dude. I'm like, we stop backwards. Joe gets off and goes, nope, never again. Nope, you're done.
What? You're done.
I'm driving from now on. I was like, quit your bitching, man. I said, we are okay. I said, dude, and I didn't mean to do it. I tried to tap the fucking brakes. He goes, you were flying like a bat out of hell. He's bitching.
He was getting mad, huh?
Oh, dude, he was. He goes, you were flying like a bat out of hell. He goes, I thought you were going to fuck with me and just cruise right over.
You should call up, see if he answers about it. I want to hear his side.
Yeah, here. Let me see. This is totally. Let's do it again.
Dude, let's see if we can get him on the phone. We're going to call my brother up. I want to hear his side of this.
There he is. I love this.
Again, it's a 50-50 whether he answers. This is totally off the cuff.
All right. Come on, Joey.
He hardly ever answers. We'll
see. Come on, buddy.
He ain't gonna answer.
has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
Damn it. I don't think your stuff's set up.
Five.
Blah, 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 blah.
That didn't really help, did it?
Yeah, that did not help.
I'll have to edit that.
Is it full?
It was full last time.
Hey, Joey, man. We're on the air. Just wanted to give you a call. I was telling John about the story about how our golf cart story last week when I spun us out.
Yeah, call back.
When you get this, man, give us a call back if you want to, man. We're still recording. Later, buddy.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear his.
So anyway. We'll wait for him to call back. Okay. But, dude, it was hilarious. Like, nope, you're done. Gets out. And I'm like, listen, dude, I didn't do it on purpose. I said, he goes, I thought you were just going to fuck with me and just drive really fast and go over the fucking bridge, you know? And, but I didn't. I actually hit the brakes just a little bit and it fucking goes, and the other dudes are on the other side watching us. Dude, I thought we were going to tip. I honestly did.
Oh, man.
It was scary. I was actually scared. Usually I'm not. I don't give a fuck, but.
I mean, I could see his point of view because you do have kind of a track record for being a little bit playful with the carts.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? Out of how many times we've golfed together and I do this like once.
Yeah.
You know, come on, man. I mean, I guess it only takes one time to make a baby. You can fuck a bunch,
that's
a bunch
true.
Of a million times. Nutting or coos one time and you're fucking done. Trust me, I've done it twice.
But fuck them kids.
But no, in the rain, I was like, God would never interrupt my best game of my
yes,
life.
Yes, dude, I was good. Yeah, Ratards. it's amazing he was able to even put that ball into the fucking hole.
Oh, dude, like you.
There's no way.
No, and first of all, dude, no joke. My driver and shit slid out of my hands so many times when I went to hit, dude. Half the damn time I couldn't hold on to nothing. The other guys that were there had. Gloves. Like, they had, like, work gloves, those fucking ones with the rubber on them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, they weren't losing grip on shit. So, if we do go golfing tomorrow, I got an umbrella.
That's fucking bullshit, man. I would be like, nah, dude, this don't count. I ain't counting this. Fuck this.
Well, what sucks is the people that were running it, or, like, that ran the league, were already out in it. So, they're not going to feel sorry for us. They're just going to be like...
Yeah, I guess.
They're like, they're already out.
They're fucking stupid, though.
It's honestly up to the course to fucking whether they, and everybody was bitching. Everybody was like, yeah, you know what it is? It's fucking greed, dude. He just wanted that money. And I get it. I get you want money.
And they were running carts too in that fucking.
Oh, dude.
God, that.
Dude, with me and your brother on there, dude, we were bogging.
Yeah.
And dude, I'm telling you what, dude, that fucking place looked like Dale Earnhardt won the fucking Daytona 500.
Oh, man.
And was just going on the infield and scribbity raping around.
That's why I hate that fucking course, man.
I love the course. I do. I hate it. I love playing there. But, you know, really around here, you don't have much of an option.
Not anymore. Golf courses are closing around here.
Yeah, it sucks getting turned into farmland.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? Go to a farmland and buy a fucking farmland, turn it into a golf course.
Just don't tell them what we're... Don't tell them they're doing that, though. We're just gonna turn into a golf course and not buy it. We're just going to cut all their shit down and just make it into a golf course. They'll never know.
You know what I do? I'm like, hey, I want to buy 1 acre and make it one hole.
Right
in the middle of their fucking farmland.
Nice.
Come on and play the par one. Oh, I did see. I didn't get a hold of you. I don't know. Maybe I did. Did I get a hold of you about a golf scramble?
No.
I know you work mornings, and I'm pretty sure you're not going to want to spend the money that you got to spend. And I'm pretty sure you're not going to want to. Take a day off for it.
Is this a Friday?
It is a Thursday.
Thursday morning golf scramble?
No, it's in the afternoon.
Thursday afternoon?
Yeah.
That is dumb.
At Mohawk.
Yeah.
$150 a person.
I'll pass.
Oh, dude, I can't wait.
Like, what do you get with it, though?
I don't know what swag you get. You get a little bit of swag. And you
is
get
this the same thing you've been going to in the last few years, or is this another one?
No, it's a different one. It's a Chamber of Commerce one.
Oh.
And then,
is there going to be, like, special guests and shit there?
I don't know.
Because usually they bring, like, a celebrity to kind of, like, Ohio State people come and stuff. I know that.
Sometimes, like, fucking Archie Griffin.
Archie or Jim Tressel used to golf there, or... I forget who. The athletic director, he goes there too. Joe knows more about that than I do, but
But no, it was $150.
Damn.
A person.
They give you a steak dinner.
Oh, yeah, dude. You eat lunch there and you get dinner there as well.
Oh, okay.
So you eat lunch, go golf, eat dinner.
Eat dinner. I hope they got like cool shit too. That's
probably from Ironwood.
Yeah, there you go. So it's good. I went there once and it was really good.
Very good.
It's a very fancy steakhouse.
But yeah, it's June, I want to say 6th. No, that's not right. June 9th. I think it's 9th.
I like to sing about the moon and the June and the spring.
I don't know why that. But dude, I'm excited about golfing now. I love it. But
I have not gone golfing once this year yet.
I golf once a week and then I'm done. Oh, but I sponsored a hole. T-Town DJ.
Oh, okay.
So I sponsored a hole out there. Speaking of sponsored holes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit lighter now.
Speaking of golf, too. Okay, the golf swings on some of these people in Caddyshack. It's just like, I know it's a comedy, but it's like, there's no way they're making good contact with that fucking ball the way they were swinging, man. I guess Harold Ramis was kind of like, he wanted to go back and fix some of that because he's just like, the one thing he hated about in the director commentary is that he wanted to make the golf swings more realistic. And it's just like, I don't know if that's just how meticulous he is, but it's like,
Whose golf swing is so fucked up?
I don't know. He just did it. He didn't like the golf swings. Like, he didn't like people's golf swings.
That doesn't make any sense because it looked like, honestly, most of them look pretty fucking good to me.
Yeah, I don't know. He was like, I just read this the other day. And then,
whatever, D'Annunzio.
D'Annunzio.
Oh, well, you don't get no Coke.
I ain't paying no 50 cents for no Coke.
Oh, yeah, well, you don't get no Coke. Pulls it off. Beat it, jerk.
Man, I love to pay fucking quarter for Coke or whatever it was.
A glass bottle.
Dude, that shit's good. The Mexican Coke, quote unquote, whatever they call it nowadays. Dude, and I don't know why it tastes so good in a glass bottle, but it does.
I think it's just because, like, I don't know.
It's weird. Like, chilled, when it's chilled, like Coke in a glass bottle chilled. Oh, like, really any soda, I guess, but damn, man.
To be honest, I would want. It's
so good.
You know what? The best thing is, dude, go here, do this.
Okay.
Go to Dollar Tree.
Okay.
Get a mug or two.
Uh-huh.
Dip them in water on your sink and put them in the freezer.
Yeah.
Wait a couple hours. Go grab one and then pour Coke into that and drink it.
I'm sure that'll be good, too.
That's like jollies in a root beer.
I think they use sugar cane, though. They use like real sugar, though, in the quote-unquote Mexican Coke.
That might be it, too.
Says so a high fructose corn syrup.
My favorite is McDonald's Coke.
I am a big McDonald's Coke. I do like theirs.
They're like the best.
You know whose Coke's really underrated? Subway. I like Subway's Coke.
I usually don't get Coke there.
What do you get? Mellow Yellow?
Mountain Dew mixed, or is it Mellow Yellow?
Mellow Yellow, yeah.
Mellow Yellow and Fruit Punch mix.
Oh, okay. Weird.
It's fucking delicious, man.
Weird. Well, we're gonna keep discussing weird pop flavor combinations, but in the meantime, you guys are gonna you're gonna listen to this though.
Raspberry first. Iced tea.
Oh, stop. And
orange.
Stop.
High C orange and root beer all mixed together.
That's
dude,
not real.
Ed loved it. I got Ed hooked on it back when I worked there.
Yeah, so I'm gonna go barf thinking about that.
He's gonna take a swig of tea.
No, I'm not. And we'll be right back after this.
So Mr. T. Dude, you're so funny, dude. Drink 'em up, pup. It's a Coca-Cola. Pup, drink 'em up.
All right. What movie you want to see, babe? What about this one? Rachel McAdams is in it. Oh, I love Rachel McAdams. Yeah, that one's good. Okay, great. You got to go to the bathroom? Okay, you go ahead and go to the bathroom, and I'm going to go talk to the gentleman at the box office. Okay, we'll get some popcorn and some other stuff. Juju beans, baby. Okay, thanks for taking me out for my birthday, babe. I love you so much. Okay, let me talk. Get some tickets here. Hey, hey, buddy. Hey, where are you at back there?
What?
Hey, excuse me?
Hey, welcome to the theater, buddy. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. My name is Timmy. T
T-R-M-M-Y.
Wait a minute. Okay.
Wait a what?
Wait, okay. I want to get two tickets. Two tickets, please.
How many tickets?
Wait a minute. Oh, no, dude. I know you. Why do you torment me? Okay, you know what?
You know me?
I know you, Tim.
Well, you know
Tim
me from...
me now. Listen, well, this well, is what we're going to do.
Well, you know me from my name, Tim. Well, you don't know me, brother. Listen.
Why do you continue to haunt my life?
Calm down.
I can never... No, I'm calm today. Because you know what? We're going to play a game. We're going to play a game.
I love
Timmy,
games.
You, I know. I can see that. We're going to play a game. I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to get upset. And what we're going to do is you're going to print out two tickets for this Rachel McAdams movie for me and my girl. Okay?
Well, pal, what does it? You need how many tickets for the Rachel McAdams movie? Did you say Rachel McDonald's?
No, not McDonald's. We're not. No. We're not going to talk about
McDonald's.
No, we're not talking about McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Right? I remember that.
I love McMuffins.
Okay.
I love McMuffins.
Stop.
What? Calm down, buddy.
No, you calm down, buddy.
You calm down.
No, you calm down, buddy. Okay. Not going to get mad. Okay.
Egg McMuffin.
See how many fingers I have? Can you count?
You have 10, I think.
Yeah, I have 10.
Mom said, hold on.
I have
one.
No, don't count your fingers. Please stop.
Three.
Stop counting your fingers.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Two thumbs.
Okay. Yep. Good job.
Two thumbs.
Very proud
of
you, Timmy. Very proud. T-I-M, Tim. Whatever your name is.
Okay. Timmy.
See how many fingers. See how many fingers I have. See?
You have 10.
I had no. On my hand right now pointing towards you.
You have 10.
No, it's two. See?
You are a liar.
See, I have one finger, and I have this middle finger here.
Are you flipping me off? Nope,
because I got the index finger.
I will toe on you.
Two tickets to this Rachel McAdams movie. That's the one I want, please.
Okay, no McDonald's movie.
No, not McDonald's movie. There's no McDonald's movie.
I want to watch a McDonald's movie.
No, you don't. You don't want to do that. There's no McDonald's movie.
There are two.
Two tickets, please. Two tickets.
To what?
Two tickets, please. Hey, babe.
Two tickets to what?
I know who this is. This is the guy I was telling you about who was making my life a living hell. Yeah, I mean, well, I am being nice. I'm being really nice to him. Yeah, okay. Two tickets, please. Two tickets.
I'm getting a drink.
No, don't get a drink. No, stop. Stop. No, stop. Stop getting a drink. Print the fucking tickets, please.
Sir, you need to calm down.
Oh my god.
You need to calm down.
I hate you, Tim.
Listen.
Please.
Listen, buddy.
Please.
Listen.
Please. Print the tickets.
Print the tickets to what?
The movie I hit for. The movie. I just want to see. Please be patient. No, there is no McDonald's movie. There isn't a McDonald's. I don't care if you would.
Hold
There's
on.
No McDonald's movie, babe.
Hold
it's,
on. One he, second,
he's
buddy.
Just kind of stupid. I don't know.
Hey, Jerry, do you know there's a McDonald's movie coming out?
Oh, don't ask Jerry.
I thought I wanted to watch a McDonald's movie. He's so stupid.
You call me stupid?
You don't.
You call me stupid.
You dumb McDonald's movie.
There's no McDonald's. I told you there was no McDonald's movie.
You're so
stupid. Dude, let me talk to Jerry. I want to talk to Jerry now.
Jerry, kill me.
I want to talk to Jerry. Because I don't like him either. Stop laughing at me. Tim, stop laughing.
Okay, hold on, buddy. I'll get Jerry.
Yeah, go get Jerry. Because I want to talk to him, too.
Jerry, he wants to talk to you.
All right, what can I do for you?
Oh, my God, Jerry.
There's no McDonald's movie.
I know there's no McDonald's movie. I told him that. It's the Rachel McAdams movie I want to see. That's what we want to see, me and my girlfriend.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, can you please print two tickets, please? There's a big line kind of forming behind me here, so you may want to get going on that.
All right, well, 1 second. Calm down, sir.
Oh, I'm...
Who's to tell us what to do? Oh, man. Hold on. Let me push him. Push a button.
Yeah, there we go. He's pushing buttons, everybody. We're finally getting somewhere. He's pushing buttons.
Oh, it's a button to turn on the drinks. Yo,
no,
yo,
not
yo.
The drinks.
Drink
no.
Some more Coca-Cola.
No. Put the drink down. Put it down now.
Calm down, buddy.
Shut up, Jerry. No one's asking you.
Your problems. Calm down there, buddy.
Why is everybody getting mad at me? He's the one that's thinking about a McDonald's movie. It's not a McDonald's movie.
He wants to watch a Ronald McDonald movie, Jerry.
Okay, yes.
All right, let me look up the see if we can find a Ronald McDonald
movie. Okay, I want to see the Ronald McDonald movie. Can you print 2 tickets for that?
Not out yet, I don't think.
It's not out yet?
No, there's still...
Did you see the trailer for it?
There's still productions.
Oh, it's still a production? Yeah, oh, yeah?
They're making
money. Oh, yeah? Have you seen the trailer yet? Do you even know what a trailer is? Besides what you live in, probably?
How does he know where I live?
I know where you live, Timmy. Actually, I don't. I just want you to print me the 2 damn tickets.
Yeah, he's threatening me.
I'm not threatening you.
I know, I heard him say something. Chewy, he's fighting to me. He said, I live in a trailer.
Oh,
he wants to eat McDonald's movie.
Oh my god. I don't
McDonald's doesn't sell movies.
My life sucks so bad.
They need to go to McDonald's to get a McDonald's movie.
My life is awful.
McDonald's McNuggets.
I tell you what, I'll let you decide what movie I see. How about that? You print whatever 2 tickets you see fit. How about that? I'll let you decide.
All right.
Okay.
All right. That sounds good.
Okay, good.
All right.
Good.
2 yes. For the winger.
The ringer?
Yep. 2 tickets for
that
the winger.
That movie has been out for like years. That's not playing right now.
It's my favorite movie.
Well, that's great. That's your favorite movie, but it's not playing here. That movie came out like forever ago.
Well, don't let me pay. Oh, fine. Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh. There's no Winnie the Pooh movie either.
Then,
No, just, okay. See the little control panel in front of you?
Sold out.
We're sold out of... Oh, my God. You're sold out of a movie that's not even playing. That's great. How about this? How about you see the little control panel in front of you there, guy? See that? Stop cracking open more pop. Dude, drink the ones that you've already have.
I love drinking.
You haven't drank any of them. You cracked open like 3 of them and you not drink any of them. That's such a waste.
They pay me in pop.
They pay you in pop. I would hope they pay you not at all. But here we go. See the control panel? Hit what? Just hit something and we'll... Hit it 2 times. 1, 2. And see what happens.
All right, buddy. We'll try it.
You're not trying at all. Not at all.
I like there's only one button I like to touch, and it's under the table.
What's under... There's a button under the table?
There sure is.
What does that do?
Gets me hard.
What the fuck? What the hell?
Don't tell my boss.
Babe, I don't know. This guy says he's hard. I don't know what to do. Oh, my God.
Listen.
I don't know what to do.
Listen. There's no Ronald McDonald movie here. Go to McDonald's to get a Ronald McDonald.
Just print me a fucking ticket. Print it out now.
Don't be mean. Don't you be mean with me. I'm going to tell Joe, you tell him.
You don't want to be mean with him. If you're mean with him, then he's gonna cry. And if he cries, then it gets the control panel all wet, and then everybody's not gonna
attack. You know what? I've had enough of this. I'm just gonna go ahead and just watch something on Netflix. So, see you later, Timmy. And if I ever see you out in public, I'm gonna beat the shit out of you. So,
you don't be fun to me.
Yeah. And your boss over there, too. I'm gonna beat the shit out of him, too.
What do I do?
Sorry, babe. I don't know. Let's just do some Netflix and chill. Where are you going? Babe, where are you going?
Probably heading to my house. I said, have fun. Have a good day.
I'm out of here.
This sucks. Later, buddy. Pump it.
All right, welcome back to Back in the Day with John and Jay.
With some more of that great 80s and 90s content.
Hey, hey, hey.
What up?
Welcome back.
Definitely, dude.
I would be remiss to talk about this movie without, first off, talking about Kenny Loggins' fucking soundtrack.
Kenny Loggins did both.
Yeah.
He did Kenny
Check 2. He did 2 also? Wow.
Yeah, because okay. I wanted to look it up. I was like, it kind of sounds like Kenny Loggins, but it's real goofy. The Kenny Check 2 song just didn't hit like the first one did.
I'm all right. And of course, I also would be remiss if I didn't talk about the fucking gopher.
Yeah, but how are we going to have anybody here if I take care of all the golfers?
You fuzzy little foreigner. Golfers! Golfers!
Golfers, you idiot.
Golfers.
Goofers.
Goofers, you fuzzy little foreigner. Yeah, that little fucking animatronic. My brother had one of, like, had a pretty big size one, and it was motion activated. And that fucking thing would scare the shit out of you in the middle of the night. As you walk by it, it'll go, I'm all right. And it'll just start fucking dancing.
You know what you do? I got an idea for you, buddy. Get back at it.
Okay.
Keep the batteries in it.
Yeah.
Let the motion sensor go off.
Yeah.
Drill a hole in its ass and let it wiggle on your dick for a while.
I'm all right. Oh. Oh. Don't got to worry about me. You're goddamn right.
Why is my butthole so tight?
Why is my butthole so tight?
You can fuck me so freely.
That rhymed.
Who's gonna bang? Ooh. Who's gonna be the main? Gonna be the rain me. Do it all the time.
Duty!
Oh, yeah, Kenny Loggins, dude, because he had, was it Footloose was a big one of his? Footloose, and then he had Danger Zone.
Top Gun.
Dude, Kenny Loggins was a fucking man amongst mortals.
Yeah, he was great.
He was so fucking, he's underrated. A lot of people don't even know who the fuck sings that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you play that Foot Goose song?
Foot Goose.
No, I'm just kidding, dude. What? Nobody's ever said that.
Duty! It's okay. Fucking turd in the goddamn.
Oh, yeah, the payday?
Payday. Is-
hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks a lot. Doo-doo. Spalding, look out!
Spalding, no!
No! Duty!
He jumps backward. Duty! Fucking
Gomer. Bill Murray. He's like, I want that pool's screen scrubbed and disinfected.
Judge no.
And he's just like, there it is. And she's like, oh. He's like, it's all, it's nothing. I don't fucking think of the bite on it.
She faints.
My mom gags at that part every time.
Does she really?
Oh, dude. She's like, bleh, bleh. I'm like, mom.
She's like, you even see the candy bar.
I don't, dude. It's still the thought of it. It's still the whole thought process that it could be a turd. But she was like, bleh.
We can do a whole podcast episode on your mom, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, no joke. Like, dude, your mom's awesome, dude. Bleh.
We used to.
She's such a sweetheart.
When we used to work. I worked with my mom at McDonald's, which you would think that.
Oh, fuck yes.
Working with your mother.
She was awesome.
Working with your mother, people would be like, wow, that has to be weird. Actually, it was quite fun. It was hilarious because she startles very easily.
Dude, we'd be outside the drive thru window, dude, in the dark.
She startles. And she just doesn't go, oh, like, oh, I'm scared. No, she gets, like, real animated. Like, Lord help me. Oh, don't kill me.
Whatever's in her hands is gone.
It's gone. Yeah. So she'll have, like, one time we did it when she had a change drawer. And it goes, wah! All over the fucking. Oh, she had a bag of, like, if you don't remember, McDonald's had soups back in the day. I really liked them soups. But she had a bag of them that we were taking home. And we go, wah! She goes, she throws it, soup goes everywhere. She's like, my soup! Like it's in slow-mo or something. And then we had an animatronic Santa Claus.
I remember that.
That thing was nightmare-inducing. So we hid it in the crew bathroom, and my mom's like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom. She opens it, it's like, Jane, another way! She's like, woo!
Yeah, because they used to be on the counter.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, but we put it in the bathroom. It's motion activated. Kind of in the same sense as that fucking gopher thing. And, of course, this thing's just like, jiggle bell, jiggle all the way. It's loud and it's obnoxious and it scared the shit out of her. And it was fucking hilarious. So, yes. So, it's like, so, yeah, we had a lot of fun with that. I mean, when you work at McDonald's, you have to find something fun. Like kicking fucking nugget sauces all over.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Man, we. So much.
How did I not get fired?
How did you not get fired, man?
Dude, I didn't even get rolled up.
That's amazing.
On any of that, dude. That's crazy. I think Sue was just like, you're a fucked up kid.
For context, me and Jay worked at McDonald's. That's where we met.
Dude, honestly, and everybody in my fucking family did.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah, me too.
Sarah did. Her brother did.
My wife. That's how I met my wife. That's how I met your mother.
You met her in the freezer.
I met her in the freezer. They got cameras in her now, so you can't get away with that stuff.
You can. They just get a free video.
I used to, you know, like, some people would do extracurricular things. I would just eat the cheese danishes and drink the apple juice and leave the garbage in there.
But you don't make her pussy sound very appealing.
I set him up and you knock him down, man.
You just let the garbage in. You eat the cheese and drink the juices and leave the garbage.
Oh my god. I can't even.
Oh my god, dude.
Although we did refer to it as a muffin too at one time.
Yeah, dude, she's moving up.
Yeah, it's a cheese Danish. No, it's not. I'm talking about the actual
cheese. Oh man, dude. And then I remember doing truck with Sue back in the day, and she was like, Jesus, if you're going to eat and drink the shit, at least throw the stuff out.
Yeah, just throw it away.
She wasn't really pissed that we were doing it. She just like, annoyed. It was like disappointed.
Like a mother. Like, come on,
at least
guys.
Throw your fucking trash away.
Man.
Those were the days, though, man.
I don't know, right?
Dude, I had so much fun at McDonald's. There's so much sweet ass. Oh, my God. There's so much hot girls there.
I went there.
People are like, oh, you work at McDonald's? Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I get to eat for free.
Yeah.
And stare girls schniz, man. All fucking day, dude. Are you fucking schniz kidding clip, me?
Dude. All day.
Holy shit. Both my baby moms are from the.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's,
true. See? Everybody there loves the McNuggets.
Yeah, there you go. I'll slap some barbecue sauce.
How much is that two piece?
How much is that two? Talk about three pieces. Get going.
Let's go. But yeah, no.
You don't make her vagina sound real appealing. Oh my
God. Oh man, dude. Yeah, but you know what was great about back then, dude? We were all friends and it was just a lot of fun, dude. Nobody was really at war with anybody. We got our fucking work done. And what was awesome is we'd be able to close because now McDonald's is open 24/7, and I think that's why
that
kids.
Sucks, man.
I feel sorry for the kids today, but they're making like three times the amount that I did.
Yeah.
So, fuck off, you big bitches.
My mom's like, they're making $14 an hour now. She was a manager, and she made the same amount. She made like less than $9 an hour for like 20 years.
Fuck you.
Not even joking.
For all the shit that Tom put him through, dude.
Not even joking.
I would have told him to fucking lick my hairy nutsack. Fuck you.
Yep. I think when I left, I was making 7.25 when I left.
I think when I left.
In 2008.
I think when I left, I was making $6.15.
I was a crew chief.
Yeah, nope, I never got that. Yeah. I was waiting for Aunt Carol to boost me up. I kept fucking throwing things at trucks.
Yeah,
and shit.
Keep throwing apple pie on the fucking ceiling in the crew room.
I was redecorating.
It was very nice.
I was doing that and knocking the stuffing out of your cousin's Egg McMuffin.
Classic. I thought you were mental. First day I met you.
And then you figured it out and you're just like, he's mental. I'm just going to
It's like,
it.
What's this dude's fucking problem, man?
What's not my problem?
That's true. It's fucked up, man.
Oh man,
but I gotta make it work because I gotta work with this guy.
Well, dude, now I got an outlet to let out all my fucked up shit, dude.
Yeah, so we got this
is my therapy. I get a therapy session a week.
And everyone, you get to join in, all 100 of you right now.
That's right, 100.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're averaging like 110 listeners a month.
Are we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool,
that
man.
That sounds okay. I mean, I like it to be more eventually, but.
Yeah.
But honestly, I don't really care. I just do this for fun.
I do too. I think it's just, it's a nice really outlet.
Yeah. I mean, if people want to listen, cool. If they don't, I don't give a fuck. I'm all right. Don't got to worry about me.
I don't remember what the song was from the second one, but. Dude, I love that song, and every once in a while I'll play it, but nobody, it's not like anybody dances to it. Nobody gives a shit, but, I got up really early today, so, earlier than I usually do. I go to bed at midnight, so.
Bet you the Smales kid eats his boogers.
Oh, yeah. Double or nothing.
Double or nothing.
I bet you he picks his nose.
Bet you it picks his nose.
Another 50 eats it.
Yeah. No.
Come on, come on. Don't do it, kid. Don't do it. Oh! That must be the tea. When he's fighting, fucking when he's chasing.
Yeah,
Danny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That must be the tea.
That must be the tea.
Some old people that were golfing.
Yeah.
God, what the fuck else? Like when he goes out, so when he's doing all the drinking at the fucking dinner party.
Oh, yeah.
He goes out and throws up in the fucking dude's car. Or when the doctor comes out from fucking swimming and he's got his beeper and he gets electrocuted.
It's probably real.
You probably saw it. You don't even know it. I got it from a Negro.
Is that from the
movie? Yeah, remember when Spalding's, when they're like, oh, you're probably so high you don't even know it. I got it from a Negro.
Oh my God. You ever heard about the church boy in the choir and the black guy or something? It's like what? Son of a bitch. Color boy, son of a bitch.
There's fucking sparking and shit.
Don't you have homes? Like, fuck you, man. None of your business.
I'm like, listen, bitch, I paid for my fucking
membership. Yeah, I pay for this. I'm a member just like you. You don't run the show.
Did he own the place or what was
he? I don't know. I think he was like on the board of directors probably or something. Because I don't think he owned the place. But sometimes the high rollers, sometimes they get their own perks, like higher perks. I don't know. I don't think he owned it, but. Bye, Bushwood. I'll never allow it.
You. I fucking love it. Well, we're waiting.
Golf courses and cemeteries are the biggest waste of land. I'll put a condo right over there.
I love it, dude. He drives his car right onto the fucking
golf course. Hey, and you guys, take lessons. Play something. He's like doing that dancing, that fucking eyes.
Yeah, fucking the Rodney Dangerfield dance, dude.
He's like,
oh yeah, it's fucking Journey. It's Don't Stop Believing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Wait, we're all gonna get laid.
Damn, this bag's heavy. What the hell you got in here? What do I got in there?
What do I got here?
Wanna do? Wanna move? Wanting everything.
Cut that off. Decent society. You know, I've always thought about going to law school, but my parents can't afford college. Well, we need ditch diggers too. Nice try.
Oh yeah, she Lacey Rolls Walls. Oh,
God, she's hot, dude.
Yeah, she was.
Because usually 70s, like girls in like the 70s and 80s were like really all that good looking. As
you know what I like, I didn't
she
understand.
She was dynamite.
Like. Man. Everybody had that Farrah Fawcett poster, and I'm like, she was okay.
Yeah.
Like, I like Daisy Duke. Daisy Duke was fucking hot.
Yeah, you know?
Suzanne Summers from Three's Company was fucking kills.
Yeah. And then you ever watch those infomercials when she's doing the Thighmaster?
Oh, man. Fuck. I didn't just watch them. I was the president.
You were the president?
Dude, I was going sprackety, 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 sprack. Sprack.
Dude, she would, like, if you watch...
beating Lil J like he owed me money. But no, yeah, I don't know, man. I love that. Like, so let me ask you this, dude.
Okay.
Out of everybody.
Okay.
In the movie, who's your favorite character and why?
Out of the whole movie?
Out of everybody.
Who's my favorite character?
Who's your favorite character and why?
I still like Bill Murray. I just feel like his, he wasn't on screen long as everybody else, but his performances, what he had the screen time, I thought he made like the best of it. I thought it was really good. Just like, cannonball,
take a cannonball.
Take a cannonball.
When he's hitting off his grass.
Yeah, it's like you could play 36 holes of golf and you could get loaded. Here, try this. Cannonball. Yeah. That or Roddy Danger, or Roddy Dangerfield's character. Yeah. I still say Bill Murray. I just, for some reason, keep being drawn to Bill Murray's performance in this movie. It's not like, if we're going to sit here and go like, oh, what are Bill Murray's all-time greatest performances? I don't know if a lot of people will say Caddyshack, because they'll say like Ghostbusters or, you know, Stripes or
What About Bobby?
Yeah, that's a good movie too. But it's like, I just feel like his moments were...
Garfield.
I mentioned this before. It's funny. He played Garfield in the live action movie. And then the guy who did the voice of Garfield did Peter Venkman from Ghostbusters in the cartoon movie. It's fucking funny. I don't know. It's just one of those full circle of life things. I always thought that was kind of interesting.
I think mine, to be honest, would be Judge Smelt. It's just automatic.
Oh, I do enjoy. I love Judge Smelt.
Yeah, is probably my favorite because he's just...
He
doesn't understand his arrogance.
Yeah,
That's what I love about
him. He's the perfect, like, straight-laced guy to the tomfoolery of everybody else in this movie.
Of, like, Ty and everybody.
Yeah, Ty.
Ty is amazing at golf.
Yeah.
But he's just goofball.
He's just kind of an aloof kind of guy.
I was born to love you. I was born to lick your face. I was born to rub you, but you should rub me first.
You have a lot.
She's like, do you want to take a shot? Sure.
Yeah. He throws it, dude. I want to say that's ad-libbed. I would feel a lot of this movie was ad-libbed because it just seems like the script, like I said.
Well, the actors in it were so good.
I mean, they're from that kind of like that trope, you know?
I'm sorry. I'm going to say this 100 million fucking percent.
Okay.
We lost such an art form when we lost Harold Ramis, dude. No joke. All the other movies he did, I want to say he was. I think he did Orange County. I think that was one of his movies.
Oh yeah, yep.
But dude, he like his the way he thought of shit was so good, and like every one of his like I don't think there's been a movie that I've watched that he's directed to where it wasn't good. It was like wasn't,
was Year One his last one?
I think so.
That was okay.
I loved Year
it was
One.
Good.
Why does everybody got to take a crap behind my hut? Michael, first of all, Jack Black and Michael Cera made a perfect.
That's a good team.
David Spade,
yep,
Chris Farley team.
That's a great team right there.
Like when he's collecting berries and Morlach comes up and knocks him out of his hands. Well, looks like nobody gets any berries in their salad tonight. Dude, that's fucking hilarious, dude.
He did Stripes. I know he did Stripes, and that was a good movie. Did that? Year One's good. Yeah, that's a great movie.
The Upside Down Prisoner has to be. Just let it go, man. Just let it go. And it just raining down his face.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, hey, your hair looks really soft. Yeah, it's got pee in it.
It's got pee in it.
Maybe that's a secret. Dude, Jack,
Harold Ramis was in that movie, right?
Yeah, he was. It's Kane!
Yep, yep.
My justice will be swift.
Yeah, yeah.
You can lay with my daughter Lilith. As God says, be fruitful. Yeah, you feeling fruitful?
Feeling fruitful.
She's like, I like women. Oh, we have that in common. No, you're misunderstanding me. I'm attracted to other women. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't understand you. All my brain blood was in my boner. So good, dude. Fucking, and then the other fucking Michael Cera gets stuck with a dude.
Yeah.
Farting.
Yeah.
Like the fucking brother farting, dude. Dude, I would fuck. I beat the shit out of the guy.
I gotta go rewatch that movie.
So good, dude.
I've seen it a few times. It was on the movie channels here and there.
Oh, dude, Harold, and de facto, Harold Ramis, amazing legend, lost way too soon, dude. Yeah. Like it just sucks. Because you know how many actors and actresses I give up just to have John Candy, Chris Farley, Phil Hartman bring his ass.
Yep.
Robin Williams.
There's so many good fucking people, dude.
It blows, man.
Shit. Imagine what kind of movies Chris Farley would still be making.
Oh, dude. He'd have to be on drugs, though.
I know. It's like, you ever think about that, though? It's like, if he wasn't such kind of a... But then again, there would be no... It's kind of hard to say. It's like, if he wasn't that way, was that like where his magic was? Or...
How many good fucking David Spade, Chris Farley movies?
Yeah. How many of those movies could we could have got that were just... Really would have been iconic, so I don't know. We'll
like,
know.
And then if John Candy wouldn't have died, would we have had a Spaceballs 2?
The search for more money.
But dude, I don't know, man. It's
Ravis wasn't that old, was he? He was like in his 70s, wasn't he?
Something like that. He was amazing.
Yeah,
but it was just, I don't know. I'm just so glad they did him good in the fucking Ghostbusters.
God damn, was that CGI good.
Fucking cried.
Dude, I did too. Don't even start it on that, man.
You start crying on podcasts.
I still, God.
I'll console you.
They interviewed the president of Sony Pictures, and they said that they have already greenlit another Ghostbusters movie.
Oh, dude, no doubt, dude. It sold out crazy.
Dude, they did like $200 million against like a $65 million budget. That's crazy. And it was the number one DVD or digital movie for like 6 weeks in a row or 5 weeks in a row.
Deservingly so. The fucking movie was great.
Oh, my God. Like, to me, like, in my opinion, they don't need to make any more. Because I thought this really wrapped up the original series, the original trilogy. It wrapped it up really nice. Now, I guess they could like do like movies, like they could make like a Ghostbusters 2.5. Because there was a lot of time that kind of like was in between. But
do honestly, a Harold Ramis as Slimer.
Yeah.
Just hovers around there.
Hovers around. I mean, you gotta see, they come back to New York City. They kind of set it up that way at the end. Who knows? I don't know.
I love it.
It was great. That CGI was so good. It's like, fuck, man. Actually, did you know that
what's his name?
The director at Ghostbusters, he was the stand-in for the live shots for Harold Ramis.
No, I didn't know.
Ivan Reitman. Yeah, Ivan Reitman was the stand-in, the live-action stand-in for the Egon shots at the end of the movie.
No shit.
Yeah. And it's because there's a behind-the-scenes thing on the DVD. So he's sitting there, and, you know, he's Harold Ramis, and it kind of, like, got to him a little bit. So he got to be the stand-in for that, for the live-action.
We're the same height. That is neat.
What's that from?
Orange County. That's Harold Ramis is saying it to him when he's high on shit.
Oh, yeah.
Then he starts, like, hitting on his girlfriend. God, you're so pretty. Oh, he starts kissing her. Dude, Harold Ramis is a legend in his own right,
bro. His comedic timing is so good.
Yeah, he knows his shit. Yeah. I knew his shit.
I mean, kind of double back to Ghostbusters. Like, Dan Aykroyd's original draft of Ghostbusters was so far out left in left field. It was so unsustainable. There's no way they could have made that movie. They had to get Harold Ramis into this project to kind of rein in the movie to make it more based in reality. Because the original script in Ghostbusters, the Ghostbusters were like on Mars or on the moon or some shit like that, fighting like, dude, it's crazy.
What the fuck?
Dude, if you ever get it, go like look up how the original draft of Ghostbusters was made.
I'm sorry, but if they would have made
it was so out there.
If they would have made something like that, dude, the fucking Ghostbusters with the chicks would have been better.
Yeah, but like Harold Rain, they like so like Columbia Pictures or you know they're like, there's no way this movie could be made. So they asked Harold Ramis to come in and do a draft. To do a sample, and he could like, okay, we got to put this back into reality here. So let's make it about four fucking dudes who got kicked out of fucking college for their grant and make an exterminator business. So Harold Ramis was, you know, just as influential for Ghostbusters. And you always thought like, once he died, that was the end of it. So it's like, so glad we got that movie. You know, it was awesome.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I have to say, like I said, Judgment was really good. Spalding was fucking hilarious.
Spalding!
Because they, like, he was just such a little
douche. A sniveling man. Little shit. Double turds! Spalding.
Like, cussing is unorthodox cussing.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's like, turds.
Rat farts, dude! I fucking love it, man. Because like, and it's so quotable. It's probably one of the, like, when we're on the golf course, dude, it's...
It's a movie I quote a lot on the golf course.
Dude, your brother does, too.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's just... And I do. I'm not going to sit here and act like I know.
Rat turds.
The good Lord wouldn't ruin the golf, my best golf game
of my life.
Dude, because we were...
You must have made a deal with the devil.
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down.
I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come out until later.
That's what I said when we were out there.
Yeah, I was like, did you please tell me you said that when you're out in that fucking rain yet?
I did.
Nice.
I don't think his heavy stuff's going to come down for a while.
For a while now. That's fucking great.
Yeah, I like Bill. Dude, it was like every character in that fucking movie was great, dude. Even the fucking... like when he goes in... Can you come loofah my back? She like looks at him like... She looks at his dick.
Yeah, she's just like,
I was like, thanks. And then fucking dude's busting through the door like Jack Nicholson from Shining.
Yeah, Daddy saw me naked.
Daddy saw me naked. I remember that, dude. That's like one of my favorite parts, too.
Daddy saw me naked. I don't know why that popped in my brain right there.
Dude, right at the beginning of the movie, dude.
How many? Are those all their kids, or are they running?
No,
like,
some of them. I think they're like foster.
Foster? Parents, are they foster parents?
Maybe foster parents, and then they're like, "Hey, which one is this?
Which one? Yeah, because the dad was like, "Who is this? That's your nephew or something." And I was like,
"What are we running a fucking daycare?
What are we gonna, running a daycare?" Hey, I saw some change. I had a hot few cokes.
He gets pissed.
Yeah, he gets mad at him. We'll put it in the college fund.
God, I don't have to tell him every goddamn thing. Yeah, dude, a fucking good
Daddy
movie.
Saw me naked.
And Daddy saw me naked. Dude, I fucking loved it, dude.
Oh, man.
Right at the beginning of the film, dude.
Yep. But since that was the beginning of the film, however, we're going to end today's broadcast, though.
Yes, we are. It is
that time.
I know we talked a lot about other things, but these are just topics that we're going to touch on in the future.
We talked about golf and stuff.
Golf and eating cheese danishes, leaving the garbage in the freezer.
But yeah, guys, backinthedaypodcast.com. You could find our old stuff there.
And it's also, all of them are on Amazon Music.
They're on Amazon Music.
Yep, dude, because I listen to them every fucking day. When I take a shower, I listen to us.
Yeah. So, and I encourage everyone else to do the same. So when you get naked, listen to us.
Hi, Celia. How you doing, sweetie? Yeah. Fucking Willy Wonka right there.
Oh, yeah.
How you doing, honey?
And then, yeah, so you guys can catch us on, you know, Spotify and, you know, all the other ones that I say every week.
Yeah. But
eventually, we're going to be doing video podcasts. It's kind of our goal for the future.
That way you can stare at our fat
asses. That way you can stare at our fat asses.
Stare at our fat fucking faces.
And then we can go,
and you know what we're going to do?
We're going to play with ourselves, too. Here.
When we do that, we're going to actually have food, and we're going to eat food right in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Dude, we're going to get, like, sloppy fucking faces all over. Yeah, like, we're going to eat, like, sloppy joes and stuff.
That's right.
That'd be hilarious.
I like them extra sloppy.
Lady, you're scaring us. But guys, seriously, for those of you who've been listening and been sticking with us, we really appreciate it. So keep staying tuned. We got a lot more funny shit coming.
We're
going to
keep doing this whether you listen or not.
Yeah, whether you like it or not, we're going to keep doing it.
So do yourself a favor and listen to it.
And listen to it. Get your friends to listen.
My 12-year-old listens to us, so you should too.
Yeah. So we got the 12 and under demographic fucking locked up. So guess what?
In a basement.
Great. Shh, don't tell them that. Just kidding. But go grab your friends. Like, hey, listen to these fucking dudes, man. They're funny. And then go tell their friends. And so on.
And the next, honestly, what we're going to do is we're going to do a raffle for the next one where you got to guess how many kids are really in that cage. And that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, that'll be our first episode on a video. So
no, I'm just kidding.
We'll have kids. Okay. Well, anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. We'll see you on the next one. I'm John Brickner.
And I'm Jason Sugar. Later, guys.
Bye. Mother.
Hi, everybody. This is World Heavyweight Champion Rocky Balboa telling you to go to shop.backinthedaypodcast.com. My face has been getting beat for over 30 years, but that doesn't mean you can't look good when you get your ass beat sometimes. So that's shop.backinthedaypodcast.com.
You're a bum, Rock!
Hey, Mick, what are you gonna say that for? What about my prime, Mick? But you know, you can look your prime by going to shop.backinthedaypodcast.com and grabbing a new shirt. All right, time for the show to start.